You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Anna Chandler, the multimedia editor of Savannah Magazine. Hey, Anna.
Hello, Emily.
Also with us is Heather Henley, daily content editor of the Savannah Morning News. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
And there is lots of music this weekend. There's a couple of concerts on Friday night.
Yes, definitely. One of which is free, so you can go over to Messiah Lutheran Church on Skidaway Island and hear pianist Mauro Bortoli. So he's an Italian-Canadian pianist, and he's won all sorts of awards. He's played all over the world, and you can just go enjoy that for free. Obviously, donations are welcome to support the church. And also at another church downtown, Trinity United Methodist Church, also happening Friday night, is the Stroke of Good Fortune Gala with our own Velvet Caravan, who everyone knows and loves. And if you get your tickets early, that's $20, $25 at the door. And of course, that's a historic church. They can use the funds to keep up that historic church.
And then there is also some dance on Friday, Anna.
Absolutely. The State Ballet of Russia is performing Swan Lake at the Savannah Civic Center, a classic piece that will always be a treat to see right here at home. So if you want to add some steps with your tunes, that is the place to go.
Then, Heather, on Saturday, there is some fun on Tybee.
Yeah, head out to Tybee about 2 p.m. It's the annual Tybee Island MLK Parade and Human Rights Forum. So that's going to be led by Grand Marshal Dr. Ann Levitt, Superintendent of Schools. And, of course, you know, all the drum corps and the local bands and just a fun parade. And hopefully it's a nice weather day out on Tybee.
Yeah, also Saturday, Anna, we talked about a couple things happening in churches on Friday night, and you can check out some more churches around town on Saturday.
The Veritas Academy has their annual tour of churches, so you get to see the beautiful interiors of our houses of worship here in Savannah.
And I believe that's led by local architectural historians and things like that,
yeah,
so you'll really learn a lot.
Yeah, about those very cool buildings that we have around Savannah.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday, there's a really cool new coffee shop opening.
There is. Biddy and Bo's Coffee originally started in Wilmington, North Carolina, and they're opening up a business here on Congress Street. And it's a really interesting coffee shop. They all employ folks with Down syndrome and gives them working opportunities and ways to interact with the community, and the coffee's great. So we are looking forward to having them here in Savannah.
Definitely. Then on Sunday, we've got some fabulous entertainment to round out the weekend. There's a movie.
Yes. If you like your matinees to be musical, you can attend the musical matinees at the Lucas. And they are having Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, the classic with Marilyn Monroe and Jane Russell. As we discussed previously, we are fans. We recommend.
Yes, love,
it's super
love it.
Fun. And they're... their interplay is very entertaining.
And speaking of musical ladies who we love on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. We have Diana Ross coming to the Civic Center, a living legend, and everyone should go and see her belt out the classics.
Yeah, probably not many tickets left, but there might be a few, so snag them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while they're still out there.
Yeah.
Well, Anna Chandler of Savannah Magazine, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Heather Henley of the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
And have a great weekend, ladies.
You too.
Will do.